following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duder, Andy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along with us. We have got a full show today as we try
lots
to do
of
all
baseball.
The time.
Yeah, lots of baseball with the College World Series right around the corner. It's time to kind of make sure we talk about the CWS.
I'm sorry, it's a little giddy.
You know, one thing I kind of always remember every time we have this time of year, there was a few years ago we took a family vacation. That was a lot of years ago. And I think I've gone to the College World Series every year for the past umpteen years or whatever. But we went on that opening weekend. The next weekend we took a trip somewhere out to Colorado, okay? On the way back from Colorado, I wanted to see who was playing in the national championship game, see how things. Nobody I met on a truck stop in the state of Colorado, no restaurants, nothing. You can't find anything out about the College World Series
Shocker.
In the state of Colorado. You get into Nebraska, very first truck stop we stopped out there. Oh, yeah, it's going to be Stanford and Cal State Fullerton. You know, whatever it was, everybody there knew. Not everybody, but you could easily find out. It's just funny how you cross that state line. College baseball is much bigger in the state of Nebraska than it is in the state of Colorado.
Oh.
If I want to know skiing information, probably yeah. I'm in the wrong state.
It's a lot foggier in Colorado.
Well, there is that as well. But it's just, it's a big thing, and it isn't just an Omaha thing. I always want to throw a brick at my TV when they talk about how Omaha's embraced it. I think the entire state has embraced it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and all the fans that get to come up, ironically, I don't know if that's the correct word, but there's only one team returning from last year, and that's Louisville. And Louisville, last year, it was 0-2 barbecue, and it wasn't pretty.
No. And so, expectations were much higher than what they developed last year. So it'll be interesting to see if that they come with a little bit of an attitude.
But today we go Big 12 style. We've already talked UC Irvine. We've talked Texas Tech yesterday. Today we talk about the other two Big 12 teams. We are going to be joined by TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel at the second half of the program, bottom of the hour. And at the end of the program, Augie Garrido,
yeah,
Texas. Let's face it, he is not a Texan, all right? But he is, once you take that job, whatever it is, like Mack Brown, they're not through and through true blood Texans. But they are. I mean, Augie Garrido, I'm trying to think of anybody else from Texas that I even care for.
Well,
I mean, it's just the way that Nebraska is. We don't root for their football. We don't root for their basketball. But I can root for Augie Garrido, and we'll talk with him at the end of the show. Also, coming up in just a moment, Bill Wolford from Aurora, longtime high school wrestling coach. The Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame is coming up with their banquet in Grand Island this Saturday, the All-Star Duel. We talked briefly about that yesterday. That takes place at 1, and then the Hall of Fame ceremonies at the Heartland Events Center this year. On a Saturday evening, that all gets underway at 5 o'clock. We'll talk with him about that. Also, Shrine Soccer, Randy. I know you are a big soccer fan. You like things with nets.
Soccer, I do.
Hockey.
Yeah, I'm good with
tennis.
That.
We will.
I'm not that big into tennis. Now, I'm not mocking it now. You put me in a bad spot here.
I was just trying to think of there. Are there
badminton? You know, I'm a big badminton guy, too. I'm big into badminton.
Badminton rules, but they
it's
have
fun in PE. I haven't played badminton since I got a grade for it in PE.
Senior games are coming up.
Ooh, that's very nice. Remind me to smack you.
That's a double jab right there.
That's why you are more than an arm's reach away when we do this show, right there.
Well, the Shrine Classic had been in Hastings for quite some time. The 21st annual Shrine Soccer Classic will be at UNO's Coniglia Field this Saturday. It's part of the Papillion Days. They've got that going on, so they have a big parade for that. They'll get to go into the parade, and then instead of playing at noon, they're going to be playing more in the evening, 5 o'clock for the girls, the boys at 6:45. And the area athletes that will be playing in this game for the girls include Marika Van Brocklin of Hastings, Claire Sickler, Kearney High, Carly Prasoski, Kearney Catholic, Megan Hunke of Holdridge for the boys, Damian Austin of Kearney, Rudy Escobar and Christian Lomax of Hastings, and Larry Ramirez of Lexington. Jess McHarg of Lexington is one of the assistant coaches for this year's All-Star game. There's so much going on.
That's a lot of soccer talent right there. The local kids are really some quality soccer players. I think Sickler has the school record for most goals. Damian Austin is in a very short list of the best soccer players that a very good soccer program at Kearney High has produced.
And tomorrow, the Doug and Daddy Show on the road at Bandits. We'll see Tim and the gang over there come in tomorrow and enjoy coming today. But while we're there tomorrow, the great lunch specials will be continuing. And then tomorrow night, I'll be in Hastings for the Hastings Trip Tribune Volleyball Classic, 7 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. They always get some of the area best and some of the state's best. I'm a little worried, though, that the North will have Lois Hickson of Aurora and Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic as coaches.
If they win, it would be in spite of? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd give you that avenue if you wanted to take it.
They've been at a lot of clinics together, I believe.
Yes.
So it will be fun. And Dan Sorge.
They will have fun.
Dan Sorge of BDS.
Chris, I'm saying it with love.
Christy Allen of Blue Hill. They're going to coach the South, and we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But there are some really – I mean, when I first saw the release of who was going into the Hall of Fame for the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association this year, I went, wow, what a class. And then, wow, some of these guys aren't in. You got some four-time wrestlers. You've got some great coaches, contributors that they always put in there. And Bill Wolford is one of those that is going in to the Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Longtime coach at Aurora. But the thing about Coach Wolford is, Randy, is that there's just so much more than just coaching the high school season at Aurora.
Well, and that's usually the way it goes. I mean, you'd give so much of yourself when you're a coach. You build relationships with young men, young women. There's just a whole lot more to it than just time you have on the mat or on the field or what have you. I just have a tremendous amount of respect for somebody that has that kind of passion for young people. And Bill's kind of been around the game for a while. He's been around wrestling mats for a very, very long period of time. When you go back to high school, that's a lot of high school wrestling seasons Bill Wolford has been a major part of.
And he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations on the well-deserved honor.
Well, thank you very much.
It's sometimes it's weird to talk wrestling in the middle of the summer. I know some of the kids are going up to the AAU Nationals in Montana. There's always something going on over the summer months. I want to start there. We always talk about kids maybe being overexerted. Wrestling has never seemed to be that sport to me because kids love to go to camp. It's competition. It's not camp all the time. It's competition wherever they're going.
Correct. Yeah, it's that's how you got to get better. You got to be on the mat year round, and that's how you get to be the most successful. As long as you can keep everything else in life in perspective, and it works out well.
Bill, when you head into a Hall of Fame, I guess one of the almost cliche questions people ask is, what has your sport done for you? I mean, you're being honored for what you've done for the sport of wrestling. What has wrestling done for you?
Oh, wrestling took me from an average high school kid that wasn't real serious about college, and got me a college scholarship at UNO, and it's really done a lot for me, landed me a job here in Aurora and a successful career, and it's just given me a lot of life lessons through the years, just about being persistent and staying on the path and doing the best you can and staying positive and giving God your best and hope for the best. So.
Bill Wolford, Aurora head wrestling coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, going into the High School Wrestling Hall of Fame this Saturday. And, Coach, anytime something like this comes along, it makes you kind of think back, rehash. You're going to have a little bit of a speech. You have to put together a little bit of a bio for the program. And in that, you talk about some of the folks that touched you and influenced your life, not only as a wrestler, but especially in coaching. Could you share some of that with our listeners?
Well, yeah, like I said, this is my 40th year of wrestling. I added it up with my high school, college, and coaching career. So been involved in the wrestling for a long time, and when you're around that long, you meet a lot of neat people that touch your lives. So through the high school program, through Coach Denny at UNO, has a big part of my life, you know, and here in Aurora, you know, I've had some great assistant coaches, volunteer coaches that I've worked with that have definitely made me look good. You know, they're the backbone behind the program, but yeah, a lot of neat people through the years.
And again, some outstanding wrestlers that you've had. You've had 101 of them become a state medalist. You have 3 2-time undefeated state champions, Caleb Heinefeld, Garrett Johns, and Levi Wofford. It had to be kind of a lot of fun to kind of go through that with Levi.
It was exciting, yeah. A lot of dads kind of stress out and worry about coaching their kids and stuff, but I honestly enjoyed every minute of it with my son, and I wouldn't have changed anything. It was awesome.
State champions in 1991, Aurora's been a runner-up 6 different times under your tutelage, and let's face it, you would have had 4 more state champions had it not been for the powerhouse of Omaha Scutt. Just your thoughts about that time competing against and I guess being in the same era as probably the best run that anyone's ever seen in the state for wrestling.
Right. Well, we were always chasing them, and you know, it's a whole different ball game in a small town, and you get the kids you get, and you try to make them better. And you know, with the big city, you know, you definitely got some more options than you do in the small town. But our kids competed; they set that as their goal to beat Scutt, and we were always right there, making them a little nervous, and did the best we can. And you know, kind of came away with a lot of state medalists through those years, and a lot of great memories.
Bill, you started coaching in Aurora back in 1985. How are things different with the wrestling program, the sport of wrestling at Aurora in particular? What's different between now and then?
Well, hopefully I've become a better coach. You know, back then I came in pretty green right out of college, you know, had a lot of good ideas and worked the kids out, but I think I've refined things through the years and I've become a better coach and better communicator with the kids. Definitely challenge them more now than I did then, I think. But kids have changed some through the years, you know, as far as work ethic and things like that. So it's a whole different kid and clientele than you're working with nowadays than you did back then. You know, back then I think we just had some hard-nosed kids that were used to working hard, and nothing bad about technology, but I think that has changed things with today's society and with kids, and it's challenging.
Couple of minutes left with Aurora head wrestling coach Bill Wofford here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Bill, we mentioned getting to coach your son. We mentioned the state championship. Was there another special moment that sticks out over this long career for you?
Oh, back winning the state championship was fun, but that was my first state champion, too, with Chuck Kimling back in that day, 160 pounds. And so, you know, anytime you get a state champion or a medal or even getting kids qualifying, you know, is our special memories because some of them, you know, never had that dream or goal and thought they could do it, you know, and to see kids succeed and achieve. And some kids just being a successful varsity wrestler is exciting, you know. Winning a match once in a while is exciting. So there's a ton of memories and a ton of good things that happen through this sport. So,
Bill, we've asked it, I guess, a couple of different ways, but that was the first champion that Aurora had. And, I mean, wrestling didn't just get invented in 1990. What was it like when you took things over at Aurora? There wasn't a whole lot of wrestling tradition there.
Well, wrestling in Aurora started in 1968, so it hadn't been around real long, but there was 2 or 3 coaches prior to that. I took the program over from Carl Melson, who I think did a great job coaching the kids and working the kids out, but they just weren't successful at state tournament. And I don't know, the difference in coaching, sometimes a new guy coming in, you know, new ideas, kids believe different, and I think the kids got on board. You know, maybe sometimes just a change of coaching staff makes a difference, like I said, and we got some kids starting to win and starting to thrive off each other, and it made a difference. So.
We mentioned the time you spent with Levi, yeah, him winning a couple of state championships, undefeated seasons, Bill. But you know, I know the rest of the family has been kind of involved with that as well. Talk about the role that the rest of the Wofford family has had in your success and making it into the Hall of Fame.
Well, there's a lot of coaches that don't have the luxury of having a wife that supports them the way mine does. She travels to all the meets and sits in the fans, talks to the, you know, the families and stuff, and supports wrestling in an awesome way. And it's not always easy being a coach's wife, but you know, we put in a lot of time and gone a lot, stuff like that, so really appreciate that. And my daughters all jumped in and didn't do winter sports, but they were all stats girls for me and traveled and got an opportunity to be mat maids at the state wrestling tournament, and were there at every match my son wrestled that they could make, and state tournament every year they come and watch, even to this day. You know, they're all married and have kids now and stuff. So it's been a great family adventure, and, you know, being a dad and with girls, sometimes I feel like you shorted them a little bit, but, you know, they were with me as much as possible, and we had a great time growing up. So.
Now, Bill, I have been informed by my friend Andy from Aurora, who was a pupil there in the Aurora school system, that you are related to a somewhat famous wrestler, not wrestler, but wrestler in Sting, who was on TV. A lot of us remember him from time to time. Do you claim that?
Oh, yeah. our moms are sisters, and he lives out in California. We grew up a little bit when we were younger, family reunions and stuff, and he's actually 5 months older than I am. We're the same age, and so we grew up a little bit together. So,
neat backstory there. So, yeah, I actually remembered him just a little bit when I was told that. So even though I wasn't a big WW, whatever you want to call
The initials were back then.
It's
we got to watch him a few times through the years. We actually went to Omaha one time, and my 82-year-old grandma was standing on a chair yelling for him as all of us were around. Somebody told her to sit down, and somebody about beat the guy up. That's grandma. Leave her alone. So. We've had some good times with it.
That's Grandma Sting. That's Grandma Sting.
Yep.
Well, Bill, we'll let you get back to work. Can't wait to see you Saturday in Grand Island to receive this great honor. And congratulations. And, hey, it's not over yet. I know Aurora Husky Wrestling still has a lot of work to do.
I appreciate your call. I appreciate your support of wrestling. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck to you. Thanks.
That's Bill Wolfer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Other coaches, Stacey Burke from Franklin, Doug Denson of Millard South, are going in. The competitors, how about your 3- and 4-time state champions like Jake Rucker of Louisville, Dave Church Clark's, Clinton Childs, Omaha North. Many people think of him as a football player for the Huskers. Yeah. You should see his wrestling resume and what he's done now as a coach. Dirk Desmond.
I watched him in the finals. He was amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Dirk Desmond Hebron, Bart Wojcieski Shadron, Corey Schlesinger was elected last year, couldn't make it, but he will be going in this year. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Schlossnagel, TCU baseball coach. Augie Garrido, Texas baseball coach. And Tammy Lanier is going to come in and tell us about the Big Faces rally that's coming up this weekend as well. All that, your chance to win tickets to the end of our tractor pull. Can we get it all done before 5 o'clock? We'll find out.
This is the very last week to save 30% on all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Hurry in today and save 30% on Refirm, Mancor, CTS, Charger, and more. Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of people lose weight with clinically proven weight loss products that actually shrink fat cells. If you want to lose 15 to 20 pounds of fat, tone up, and be healthy, it's the perfect time to come into Complete Nutrition because all weight loss products are 30% off. Hurry in. This is the last week of the sale. Stop into a Complete Nutrition store today for a free consultation. A Complete Nutrition consultant will set you up for success by recommending which weight loss product is best for you. Achieve your ideal weight with the help from Complete Nutrition. Get 30% off all weight loss products this week only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's your WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com. Mostly sunny skies and breezy winds at times today. A spotty shower or storm is possible mainly late this afternoon into early this evening. Highs top out near 84 degrees. Right now it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And if you're getting tired of the same old routine for lunch, then slip into Cunningham's. Not only do you have to do it after work or on the weekends, you're in, you're out, you get the job done. They've got lunch specials every single day. Once again, Randy, they have added to the menu down there. And again, I know it's just an appetizer, but try the pretzel bites. They're very yummy, a little side of cheese. Very good.
Yeah, nice and a little warm there. Yeah.
Oh, they're so good. But if you're in for a big old burger, the Juicy Lucy, the Juicy Jack, maybe you want some brisket, maybe you want a pizza. They've got salads, hot day like this. You just want something light. Try the Husker ribs as well. It's all there, whether it's something for the kids, whether it's all of the coworkers. You know, it's finicky. Well, we can't go here, we can't go there, because that's all they serve. Not at Cunningham's. They've got everything you need, from barbecue to pizza to the 8 delicious wings that Randall will be having again today on Wing Wednesday.
You know, it's the wings are a meal, not just an appetizer. So usually, basically, I have an appetizer, and then I, for my main course, have another appetizer. It really usually boils down to.
Every Wednesday, 8 delicious wings for only $5. Thursday's lunch special is a beer and a pub burger for only $6.49. If you can't get there for lunch, doesn't matter. They're serving all day long. And don't forget happy hour, 3 to 6, big-ass beers, 3.5, well drinks, $1.50, and with this beautiful weather, the music was going last night in the courtyard, and always live music just about during the summer, just about every night out in the courtyard, and of course inside on the weekends as well.
And a very eclectic selection.
You never know what you're going to find there in the courtyard.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Bluegrass, a little country, a little rock, oldies rock. Very eclectic.
Every once in a while, they'll get a little Irish band in there too.
Yes, especially not just on St. Patrick's Day.
They're also going to have a lot of fun in and around Upland this weekend for the annual Faces Rally, and Tammy Lanier is in studio with us here to talk about not so much everything that's going on, because we know it's going to be fun. But Tammy, welcome back into the Doug and Daddy Show. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful.
We've been hearing, and specifically me, been hearing the ads and the promotions on this radio station for the last month or so about the Faces Rally, and there's a hog roast, and there's the bike rally and fun run and all kinds of things to go along with it. But I think a lot of people want to know what actually is Faces, and it has been around for quite some time.
Yes, it has been around for some time. We started in 1969, and it was known as the Debbie Fox Foundation. A little girl was born with a massive hole between her nose and her mouth, and it started there. And she had 58 surgeries before she turned the age of 22 years old. And so from there, it grew into the National Cranial Facial Association, and it's based out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. We help with resources and information, public awareness for the people that are involved, financial aid like out-of-pocket expenses, going to hospitals, the mileage, the food, the motels. That's what we help as far as financially. We obviously don't pay for any of the medical expenses. That comes with the insurance part. And we also provide support network for these families because, you know, if you have a child that you're suddenly born with a cranial facial difference, you don't know where to go, who to turn to. And a lot of times if you're hooked up with some other families that have gone through what, you know, you're about to go through, then they can, you know, be a great support for you. And that's what we do, is we hook people up with those kind of other families.
So this is a national organization.
Yes,
and how did this kind of turn into the event that we now know as the Faces Rally about 13 years ago when this began?
Yes, we started it 13 years ago. John Eckhart started it. He wanted to do a bike run, and he wasn't sure what he wanted to, you know, where the money would go to, and he wanted to support something local. And a friend of his, Darren Haight, had a daughter, Taylor, from Minden, that had a cleft lip and cleft palate. And so that's where it's all started, with Darren Haight's daughter.
Tammy Lanier is with us in studio. How did you get involved?
I am a professional photographer, and John asked me about 8 years ago if I would start taking pictures for him. And, well, one thing led to another, and things just got, you know, kind of a snowball effect. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of work to do in this, to organize one of these things. And I just kind of jumped in with both feet and started doing a lot of other things. And now I don't even take a single picture. I delegate that done. Somebody else does it for me, so...
You kind of promote the biker games, the poker run. Talk a little bit about that, what those are, and how people can get involved. Because I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that ride bikes that don't necessarily have ever done anything like this before.
Yeah, we start on Saturday morning with the bike fun run, we call it. It starts, I believe we leave at 10:30 or 11. I'm not sure. That's not my area, so I can't tell you exactly the time. But if you go on to our Facebook page or our website, facesrally.org, you'll get more information on exactly what goes on, who sponsors it, you know, and there's pictures on there also. But it's just such a great cause. I wish we could have an all-week deal with this, because a lot of people, they do come for the support of these kids, and that's what it's about, these kids.
Tammy, a lot of people, we talk about fundraisers for whatever the organization may be. They like to know where the money has went, and you talked about a couple of those. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens, because a lot of this money stays right here.
We get a lot of our support from a lot of people here in Kearney. Minden support us, Upland, many local businesses in Upland support us, but the majority, I contacted the national office, and they said only 3% of what we raise goes for actual overhead expenses that we, you know, out of.
Cool.
The rest of it goes to the children and their families or the adults. It's not just children. You know, a lot of people think it's children's, but let's say if you're going down the road and you're on a motorcycle or a car or whatever the case may be, you have an accident and you have facial damage, you can also apply for that. This doesn't have to be a child born with it.
Do you have a ballpark number of how many people this has affected or kind of helped just in our listening area?
Oh, we've reached probably, as far as bikers, we've had over 10,000 bikers in the 13 years that we've done this, well, and counting this year. Yeah. So we average around 150 to 250 bikes a year, you know, depending on the weather. You know, that's a big thing. We're praying for good weather. But we also have a long elevator there in Upland that the Grahams family own it, and they open it up to the bikers if we have bad weather, that they can go in there and park their bikes or even pitch a tent if they want to. So it encompasses a block, this nice. Flat does, so... We're prepared if we have bad weather for these guys.
And a lot of other events, you know, not just events, but you've got vendors there, you've got camping there. I mean, it's drive to Upland and you're going to spend the weekend.
Yes, yes. We have a beautiful park. It's probably the nicest park in Franklin County, underground sprinklers, which, by the way, we make sure are shut off.
don't get that surprise at 5 in the morning.
For these bikers. But, we have vendors that come in, food vendors come in. We've had... obviously, bike vendors come in, shoe vendors. We've just had a variety of different people come in.
It's the Faces Rally going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in and around Upland. Events include, as we talked about, the fun run. There's the bike show. There's bike games, hog roast. The band Area 52 will be performing, vendors, as we talked about. Plenty of other activities for the whole family. The rally focused on raising the money and awareness for the National Craniofacial Association. And you can, as we said, find out more information at facesrally.org. There's also a Facebook page for the Faces Rally, so don't miss out. This weekend, Tammy Lanier with us for just another minute. Tammy, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up that folks need to know about?
No, I just want people to be aware that this is a charity. This is for children. We have a live auction also with a Traeger grill from the co-op. They provided that. A Green Mountain tailgate grill from a Stadler Implement in Minden. And a few other items that we have. They're going to be a live auction, and we want the public to know that this money is going to a charity, so get your checkbooks out, and don't just come try to get a bargain here, you know. We want you to feel like you can support. And this year we're also taking credit cards. That's a new thing for us.
Yeah,
if you don't have the cash, no excuse. We'll take your credit card.
Credit card, debit card, we got you. We got you covered.
Yes.
Father's Day is Sunday, and you might find something cool there, and you might just take Dad down there, and either he's riding the bike or he's looking at the bikes. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Bring him down for breakfast, if nothing else. Bob's Place is cooking breakfast both Saturday morning and Sunday morning, so they'll be providing some of the food for us, too. So
spend a little time, spend a lot of time, whether it's an hour or two or whether it's the whole darn weekend. Head down to the Faces Rally in Upland this weekend. Tammy, thanks for coming in and giving us an update.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
You bet. Best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, good luck,
Thank
Tammy.
You. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, TCU head baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel, Augie Garrido of Texas, and a whole lot more coming your way on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Plan now to attend the 2014 Nebraska High School Finals Rodeo at the Adams County Fairgrounds. See performances at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day on June 19th and 20th. The Finals Rodeo will be on Saturday, June 21st at 1 p.m. See the best of the best compete at this rodeo. You don't want to miss it. For more information, call 402-462-3247 or log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. We'll see you at the State High School Rodeo, June 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Carney's Best Real Estate website just got better, with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner, because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Get to hear all the College World Series music they've made especially for the CWS. Great to hear it here.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Our Midtown Bar cooler question, Midtown Bar of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we were talking about John Calipari turning down the Cleveland reported 10-year, $80 million offer. What would you rather do, Randy? Would you rather stay in college with an above-average team or bolt for the pros and make all the money with a below-average team?
I think you're going to make a lot of money with an above-average team in college basketball, because you're going to have job security. I think you got fewer headaches. I just think that would be a better life.
As Jimmy said yesterday, It comes down to whether you have the money or not. He goes, Coach Calipari is probably well set. He didn't need to go to Cleveland, and you know.
Well, you know what? You're going to buy more. You're going to get more for your money at what is it, Lexington, where the University of Kentucky is. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to buy more with your buck in Lexington than you are in Cleveland or New York or L.A. So I really think. Financially, as much as anything, you're going to do just as well in the college game as you will the NBA.
67% of our listeners said stay in college. Our question today, who do you have to win the U.S. Open, which tees off tomorrow? We give you four or the field. Justin Rose, the defending champ, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, Adam Scott, or the field. It's easier to pick the field.
It is.
But if
you
had to pick one of the other four.
If I got to pick one, I'm going to go with Phil because more than anything else, I want to root for him to get the career Grand Slam. I would love to see Lefty get one.
I'm rooting for Phil. I'm picking Rory. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart cooler question. Well, every game of the College World Series here on ESPN Radio, and our next half hour is devoted solely to teams from Texas. And TCU has returned for the second time in program history, and we welcome head coach Jim Schlossnagel to the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks so much. We're excited to get up there and get to Omaha.
Coach, I want to ask you a question here that was brought up last week in the regionals, and you guys were on this side of it in the super regionals, and it worked out fine with getting two in the top of the ninth. But it seems like a lot of our listeners, and I have to agree, if you're the home team and get forced into a game three, you should automatically be the home team on the scoreboard. Is that something coaches talk about, or does that bother you at all? Is that anything that changes the way you look at things in game three?
It certainly changes the way you look at things. There's no doubt about it. I think it's something that needs to be discussed. I know on the conference level, we use the whole same scenario that gets used in NCAA tournament play with whoever's home the least gets to be home and coin flips and all that stuff. And I just feel like, we play enough baseball during the regular season, almost 60 games to where, that has to mean something. And so, I would be even for the highest seeded team always remains the home team. And when we were in the Mountain West Conference, that's what we do with our conference tournament. And I would be okay with that, in super regional play. If you're going to pick national seeds, and those are the teams that you've determined, are the eight that you see getting Omaha, then you need to give those every advantage to get there. And certainly in a game three, I can somewhat understand maybe splitting it the first two, but the game three, that was disappointing. Now we benefited from it in 2010 at Texas. We won the coin flip, but it shouldn't be that way.
Well, and Coach, I would absolutely agree with that. And we've kind of alluded to it, the come-from-behind win. Talk a little bit about that final inning of the third game of a Super Regional, entering it 5-4. Your team obviously was able to scratch their way through that. Talk a little bit about what that took and what that says about your team.
Well, we've been a scrappy club all year, as I'm sure every coach is going to say the same thing, because all the teams that get this far are competitive. Very competitive kids, but we don't hit a lot of homers. So our deal is having to grind out at bats, and we'll swing at the first pitch if it's the right pitch at the right time and the right guy. But we're not a club that's going to go up there hacking. And so we had good at bats all day long. I just felt like we didn't have the right at bats with guys in scoring position. And I felt like if we could do that, We were close all game. We just needed to keep doing what we were doing and have somebody get a big hit. Of course, you're facing the All-American or All-Conference closer for Pepperdine. And we had two strike at-bats to lead off the inning. And then, you go from being upset at a kid to hugging him when Dylan Fitzgerald doesn't get a bunt down on the first two pitches and then ends up getting the count to 2-2 and hitting the double off the wall. So I wanted to wring his neck and then I wanted to hug him. And then, we were second, third, nobody out. You're not going to squeeze in that situation. Got to a 2-0 count, and their guy made a great pitch in on the hands of our shortstop, and he popped up. And then, then it was on. Kyle Bochick is a guy that can really handle the bat for our team. We play that brand of baseball all year long. We practice it all year long. We talk about it all year long. And so when you do that, it doesn't surprise anybody on our side of the field. It's just a matter of executing and their closer, Clarks, was kind of the perfect guy because he's a strike thrower at the bottom of the strike zone. He's not a big power arm closer, meaning, you know, 95, 96. And in college, most of those guys pitch above the belt, which means if you try and bunt against them, you might pop it up. He was sinking the baseball and throwing a slider down, and so he threw a 1-0 slider down in the zone, and all Kyle had to do was just stay on it because it was a breaking ball, and he did a great job. That was it.
We're talking with the head baseball coach at TCU, Jim Schlossnagel, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN. Let's talk a little bit more about your team as a whole, Coach. I mean, wow, if you could just kept it in April, you guys might not have never lost 20-1 at one stretch of the season. Did you get up every once in a while going, man, are we ever going to get beat?
Well, just like, you know, you do come, you know, because the game of baseball doesn't lend itself to those kinds of runs, and especially in the league that we play in. And, you know, you just kept, surely this is going to end today. But, you know, it never did. And I think, you know, when you pitch, which we can do, and we throw a lot of strikes, and we knock on wood, we normally catch the ball when it's hit to us, then you're always going to give yourself a chance. And, you know, we're used to playing in close games. You know, I think at times we play good offense, but, you know, we're not a club that's going to hit the ball out of the ballpark very often or you know, get 16, 17 hits and most of them be extra bases. So we're comfortable playing close games. And so I'm hoping that's something that's going to bode well. It definitely helps us in the regional and super regional. And I'm hoping it's going to help us in Omaha.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit here. Since you've been coaching at TCU, you're now on your third different conference, and it looked like, and you can explain why that was, if it was just the conference move, but you guys obviously record-wise adjusted much better this year than your 500 record last year overall.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think a lot of things, you know, last year was our first year in the league. We just weren't very good, to be honest with you. I mean, we could pitch. We caught the ball most of the time. We had three guys that had, as freshmen, all hit over 360 in the last 6 weeks of the season and carried us into a super regional. We won the College Station regional in 2012, and they were a huge part of that and carried us into the super regional at UCLA. And then, you know, when you have guys have that kind of freshman year, you're certainly, well, shoot, you know, they're going to have great sophomore years, and they're all great kids, and they all work like crazy. Sometimes they care too much, and the game of baseball just ate us alive, and all three of those guys didn't have great sophomore years. Derek O'Dell, Jarek Suter, and Kevin Crone. And to their credit, they went off in the summertime and figured some things out. And we have a new hitting coach and guy that runs our offense, Bill Mosiello, who's as strong a baseball mind as I've ever been around, and he's had an impact on them. And now, they're playing. They're having much better junior years, and so that's really been a big part of it. You know, we're just a better team, and you know, you get on a roll and you get more confidence. Last year, we lost a lot of close games, and you lose confidence. And if you've ever interviewed Coach Garrido, I'm sure you either have or will soon, you know, he's going to talk about that a lot. You know, just the fear of failure and how confidence or lack thereof can determine your success.
And we are going to be talking to him here in just a little bit, so it's funny you kind of help us kind of preview that as well, Coach. You kind of mentioned being in three different conferences. Well, now you're in the Big 12, and there's a lot of Big 12 teams in Omaha, including your first-round matchup with Texas Tech. Talk a little bit about how you match up with Texas Tech and what you kind of learned through playing them during the regular season.
Well, I think they're two obviously very, very good teams. We played them four times. We split the four games. They were our first conference series this year at home. We beat them the first game, and then they crushed us the next 2 days. I mean, those were the two worst days of pitching that we've had all year. And that's, you know, that's not to say we pitched poorly. We pitched poorly, and they can really hit. I think we led the Big 12 in hitting in just conference games, but Texas Tech led the Big 12 in hitting in all games. So they have a very good team. They had a really young team last year. They have great coaching staff, done a phenomenal job. They're very, very deep. They play a lot of different guys, and I think Chris Sadbury, who I would imagine their number one pitcher that I've seen has been pitching Friday nights for them most of the season. You know, he's been their only consistent starting pitcher. They'll pitch a lot of different guys, and they're all effective. They have two really good left-handed relievers that they really rely on, and they'll pitch them at any time in any role, whether it be the second inning or the ninth. And so, you know, we certainly know what we're going to get, and they know everything about us. And so it's just, you know, that's one of those deals where it's just going to come down to who plays the better game, who gets the big hit, who doesn't make the big mistake. Because we're not going to win a game because we have figured something out about them that we didn't know, and we're not going to lose a game over something we don't know. So, I mean, and the same thing for them.
Last minute with TCU baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm watching game three of your super regional, coach, and I would never want to stand in the batter's box when Riley Farrell's throwing. What is he, 6'12"? I mean, he's a huge man, but you guys got the lead, and you could tell he was excited. There was a couple of walks there. What do you tell a big man like that to just calm down and keep it in the zone?
Well, I don't have to tell him anything. I mean, he is a big guy. I mean, he was one of our two closers on the USA national team when we, this summer, and we came through Omaha. And so, you know, he had to close games against Japan. He had to close games against Cuba. And I don't know if you guys were at the games, but all those games against Cuba, I think all but one were one-run games and a couple extra inning games. And in an extra inning game, when you're in international baseball, you have the international baseball rules. So you start innings with runners on first and second, nobody out, and you get to reset your lineup. So when you're the visiting team in that deal, I mean, it's almost impossible to win the game. I mean, unless you score three or four runs in the top half of the inning, if you score zero or one, I mean, you're headed towards a loss. And we scored one run in one of those games in the top of the first, and then Riley had to go get them out first and second, nobody out against Cuba, and you know they get to put 3, 4, 5 in the order at home plate, and he's got to get them out, and he did that, and so I think that preparation in the summer really helped him, and he's been really good for us all year. He was a little amped up, I think, when you're closing a game in those settings and closing a game to get to Omaha is a little different. I think he had to catch his breath a little bit after the first hitter, but he's a strike thrower, even for a guy with high velocity, so we have full confidence in him.
Hey, Coach, every time we get a great college coach that has had a chance to work with USA Baseball, I always ask what do you take from that helped your team this year?
Well, the thing that it does for me as a coach is when you work with USA Baseball, it's just a baseball job. It's not, there's no recruiting, there's no fundraising, there's no dealing with, you know, alumni, all the, you know, 80% of our job as a college coach has really nothing to do with baseball. It has there's 1,000 other things going on. And so when you get to do USA Baseball, you kind of remember why in the world you got into this profession, and that's to be around young people and be on the field. And sometimes you forget that, and you lose your, at least I would lose my appreciation for just the time spent with the players and kind of investing in them a little more than you may during the regular season when you're caught up with so many other things. So, I don't know how much it helped our team, but I know how much it always helps me. I did it in 2006 when I was the pitching coach with Tim Corbin as the manager, and then this past summer as the head coach. So it's just a great experience, and everybody comes out of it, a better coach or player.
Coach, when you went to TCU, obviously taking the program to the level where it goes to the College World Series is really kind of where you hope to build the program. You were able to do that, obviously, in 2010. You know, and we kind of mentioned the struggles you had last year, but now back to Omaha. What did you take out of that first experience? What did your team get out of that first experience? I'm sure most of them actually were not in Omaha back in 2010. But how does that previous experience help you as you head back to Omaha this weekend?
Well, all I can do is relay to them, my experiences and feelings, and they've seen videos and all that kind of stuff. We had a meeting last night, and I told them the same thing I told the 2010 team, and that's this. And I think you have to find a way to have two personalities when you're in the World Series. You have to be a baseball player when it's time to be a baseball player, whether that be at practice or in a game. But you also have to allow yourself to be a fan. And for a coach, in my opinion, and I certainly am not, have the only opinion, but in my opinion, to think that those guys aren't going to go up there and not want to buy every T-shirt and go see everything there is to see and experience it, I mean, I think it's crazy. And so what we talked about when we were there last time is that, you know, when we have a day off or after practice, when we're finished with baseball for the day, I want you to go enjoy every single ounce of everything that Omaha has to offer. I don't want you out in the downtown area at 2 in the morning, but you guys know what I'm talking about. I just I want them to enjoy that. And then when we get to baseball, you have to shut that down. And so it's a lot easier to say and harder to do, but I think, you know, we were able to do it 2010, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
Coach, the Doug and Daddy Show will take care of that post-midnight Omaha stuff. So if you need us to tell the players what it was exactly like, we can slide in for a minute so that they don't have to experience it.
All right, I'll leave it up to you guys.
Hey, Coach, good luck at the College World Series. Can't wait to see you in Omaha. Thanks for chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
No problem. Can't wait to see you all as well. Take care.
Good luck, Coach. Frogs coming in. Jim Schlossnagel, their second trip to Omaha. And I know, again, I get a feeling, we've mentioned this a couple times, that's a team people are going to root for.
Well, 2010, they were a crowd favorite. You know, I mean, people really kind of like the TCU fans, and people of Omaha kind of pick up on that. I think they'll be a fan favorite again.
People love Texas fans that aren't Longhorn fans.
Well, anytime you can kind of, you know, yeah. Let's face it,
TCU
UNO, the folks in Omaha.
Rice especially.
Yeah, the folks in Omaha kind of want to needle the Longhorns just a little bit. And we like Augie. You know, we like Augie, and looking forward to talking to him here in a little bit.
He's moments away.
Yeah, and he's like the one Texan that we kind of really like. But the point is, just about everybody else in the state really is probably going to be rooting for some of those other teams.
You think?
Generally, possibly. I think that's what they do.
I smell poll question.
I do. I kind of like it. Yeah, pick your favorite Texas team. I like it. Good poll question.
Andy from Midway joins us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we get closer to the College World Series this weekend. And a lot of those folks coming into town trying to make a name for themselves, and you have already done that. You guys have done a great job at the Midway Auto Dealership making a name for yourself.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things going on. You know, it is that time of the year. You know, you're talking about being in mid-June. And, you know, we've actually been pretty darn lucky. We've had a bunch of rain. The temperatures haven't been extremely hot. It's just been a really good start to summer, and, you know, it's been a good spring. A lot of great things going on at Midway Chrysler this month. We are still celebrating the 100th anniversary for Dodge. What that means is you're going to have that extra $1,000 of RT bonus cash on Challengers and Chargers. Also, something really huge, really special going on this month with the 2014 remaining Dodge Avengers. We're blowing these things out of here. We're doing anything and everything that we can to move all of these vehicles off the lot. Rams, you looking for a truck? We've got plenty of trucks, over 70 in stock in transit, great selection, huge discounts. That's what everybody wants. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, Andrew, I'll tell you what, I want just a very limited selection. I'd like to pay all the dough in the world for it. I'm still waiting for that guy. If you're out there, come see us. We'd love to do business with you, but that isn't the way we choose to do business. And then the Jeeps, you can't forget the Jeeps. Jeeps got a great reputation right now between the Cherokee, the Grand Cherokee, Compasses, Wranglers, Patriots, just a great lineup. But all this is going on down at Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. If you're not running around, or if you just need to get out of the house, or maybe if you got, you know, your better half is riding you to go ahead and because they need something for a vehicle, get on down there. Come see us at Midway Chrysler. Chad Randles, Nick Mortensen, Larry Mulman, and the gang, and we're going to make it happen.
All right. Sounds good. Andy, thanks for stopping by the Midway Auto Dealerships. And you can go online, thinkmidway.com. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
A better place to live doesn't have to be a dream. Not when there's somewhere where you can make new friends, have new things to see and do, and become a part of a caring community, all on the most affordable of terms. Affordable senior housing at Good Samaritan Society Goldbeck Towers makes this a reality to seniors 62 and older who meet HUD guidelines. Contact a housing professional at Goldbeck Towers for more information on affordable housing or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Doug Duda here for Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. Name two things you hate worse than unreliable internet service. I can't even think of one. Thank goodness we have Prairie iNet. I love these guys. They're local, so if there's ever an issue, you can talk to real people in our country. I called Prairie iNet to handle my internet service because the service is notoriously reliable, they're local, and best of all, Prairie iNet doesn't make you sign a contract ever. What does that say about Prairie iNet? That they don't force you into a contract? you know that they'll work to earn your business every month. You'll love your service with Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. No risk, no contract, and the switch was so easy. One call and their professional team had me surfing in no time. Plus, if you mention my name, you'll get your first month free and a six-month membership to Netflix. What are you waiting for? Call Prairie iNet, your internet provider. 308-535-1858. That's 535-1858.
The 21st Annual Ravetta Tractor Pull will be pulling two nights. That's right, you get two nights of pulling action June 13th starting at 7 and the 14th starting at 5, all in Ann Arbor Park. Featuring the Grand National Outlaw Class, Light Superstock, Super Farm Stock, Pro Stock, Diesel Superstock, two-wheel and four-wheel drive modified, Limited Pro Stock, and Super Unlimited. In a dirt-flinging, engine-roaring, smoking tractor pulling action. See you at Ann Arbor Park June 13th and 14th. It's that time again to dust off the bikes and head to Upland, Nebraska for the 13th Annual Faces Rally June 13th through the 15th. Events being held during the rally include a fun run, bike show, bike games, hog roast, the band Area 52, vendors, and other activities. The rally is focused on raising money and awareness for the National Craniofacial Association. Find more information about registration at facesrally.org. The 13th Annual Faces Rally in Upland, June 13th through the 15th. Don't miss out. Brought to you by BBLC Digital Outdoor Kearney and Aurora Co-op Agronomy Division in Upland.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Land Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of things going on this weekend, including Anavar Days. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Anavar Tractor Pull.
Tractor pulls are always a lot of fun. I'm not a big race guy. But I like a good tractor pull. Those are cool.
Yeah, and I'll have to admit, it's been a little while since I've actually been to one. You get two chances this weekend. Friday night, 7 o'clock. Saturday at 5 o'clock. We've got a pair of tickets. They're good for either day. And if you haven't won anything from the Doug and Daddy Show this week, call now. We'll take caller number 4. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Caller 4, if you haven't won anything on the Doug and Daddy Show this week, now is your chance to pick up some tickets to the Ravenna or Anavar Tractor Pull. Folks, before Augie Garrido joins us here at the top of the hour, we want to let you know that T&L is the manufacturer of hydraulically powered pivot irrigation systems that undergo thousands of hours of product research and testing for quality and performance. T&L's plant encompasses more than 40 acres, 18 buildings, plus a state-of-the-art galvanizing plant and tubing mill. What's this all mean? Bottom line is it works.
Yeah, it's going to work for you all the time.
We can talk about the belt drive, the engines, the electric motors, the Precision Point 3 that allows you to control your pivot via GPS, whether you're at home or on your phone from anywhere in the great United States of America. It's all there from you. T&L Irrigation Systems, they are the simple choice with their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, and congratulations to Bob in St. Laborie. He's going to be making the trip over to – that didn't take long. Those phone lines lit right up. Congratulations to Bob in St. Laborie, the winner of our tickets to the Anavar Tractor.
And I assure you, Bob, you're going to have a very, very good time. It's a lot of fun.
Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, our continuing coverage of the College World Series every game right here on ESPN Radio. And the first one should be epic, Randy. We've got Texas taking on UC Irvine.
And a lot of similarities between these two teams, veteran coaches, some teams that have had a pretty good history at the College World Series. Texas, UC Irvine has recently kind of added to their resume. It's been a while since the Longhorns have been in there, but this is their 35th trip to the College World Series. That is an incredible number.
Yeah, anytime it's been like 2 years, it seems like
it's a drought, yeah.
And we welcome back one of our favorite coaches, of course, the winningest coach in Division I. We used to get to talk to Augie Garrido all the time when Nebraska was a member of the Big 12, and we had some great battles. And Coach Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome back to Omaha.
Thank you so much. That drought was a 2-year deal, man.
I saw you commented yesterday. The expectations are a little bit different in Texas. It's not just getting there; it's doing something once you get there.
Absolutely. You know, the watermark was set long before I got here, and luckily, I'm an Aquarian, so I just keep filling up, trying to fill it up. You know. Carry that water, brother.
Yeah. Hey, and again, Augie, 2 years really isn't really a drought. But what is different about this year's team versus the last couple that couldn't quite make it back to Omaha?
I think the talent level of the players, the skill level's higher. The attitude of the team is more focused and more aggressive. We have three everyday starters in the lineup at first base, and Casey Clemens is there. That's Roger's son. Doing a good job defensively for us. And then Zane Gerwitz at third base is another freshman. And behind the plate, Trace Barrera. All three of them bring great energy and a great attitude to the team. The two senior leaders really are the ones that created the unselfish attitude that it takes to be a good baseball team. When Nate Thornhill came back, and passed up an opportunity to sign a professional contract to help get the team back on its the right journey for this program back to Omaha and to be effective once we get there. His passing up his personal dreams of being a Major League Baseball pitcher to help restore the program was very, very cool and very unselfish and provided leadership all year long. And has done very well, along with Mark Payton, who's our best player, who did the same thing. So we had two leadership moves made by the seniors that could have signed professionally to come back and help lead this team back to Omaha.
Texas baseball coach Augie Garrido joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, everybody that's in Omaha for the most part has ERAs that are in the twos. You guys are sitting at 2.32. Is it just the baseball, or have we found something with these pitchers to be so good and these team ERAs to be so good overall?
I think it's the structure of the teams. I think that with the bat the way it is, the focus with the small number of scholarships that we have are going into the pitchers. They're going there and into defensive players a lot more than they did in the past, because a home run doesn't win the game nearly as often as it has. There were only three in Omaha last year during the College World Series. They're going to try to get a better balance by improving the distance of the ball, the carry on the ball next year. That'll be interesting to see if it balances out the pitching and the defense with a little more offensive opportunities via the home run. But I think that's why the ERAs are where they are. We all know that to win the national championship, you're going to have to win in Omaha. And to win in Omaha, you've got to be able to pitch and play defense. And UCLA proved that last year. And the team that wins this year will do a good job on the mound and a good job behind the pitchers.
Well, the first task for you guys once you get to Omaha, obviously, is UC Irvine. To me, they look very much like you. You guys play the same type of style of ball and have, through the course of the year, kind of had similar scores. In fact, kind of low scoring, scratch it out, play those tight games. Compare and contrast what you guys do and what the Anteaters like to do.
Well, they're a little more aggressive than we are. They try to... A bases loaded, two strike, squeeze play, and that's the daring moves and the kind of confidence that Coach Gillespie instills into his players. We played against each other a lot going way back to the Cal State Fullerton USC days, where we played quite often, even in the national championship game one time, but. He's a very good coach, really knows the game inside and out, knows how to motivate his players, inspire his players, and get the best out of them. And from our side of it, we're a little more conservative, I think, than they are. But you can't do any of that stuff if you don't get the guy on first, man. Somebody's got to get on base. And if those pitchers and defense can keep that lead runner off the base, it really hurts his style of play and our style of play. So it's about team offense rather than home run offense. And he does it. He's as good at it as anybody that's ever coached.
Well, it's I know the media and the fans can get all nostalgic about this, but I'm sure that doesn't give the coaches time to do more than make a handshake. It'll be a special first game at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Coach Augie Garrido with us for just another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Augie, you already mentioned Mark Payton, who looks to be kind of the offensive leader. He was one of the early guys that went from Texas in the draft. You also had your closer in John Curtis. Just talk a little bit about those two guys a little more.
Well, Mark is not a very tall. He's not the prototype major league player. He's more like the second baseman for the Red Sox. You know, he's small. He's short, but he's strong, and he is passionate about the game. He wins at it. He knows how to help the team win the game. His dad's a very fine baseball coach in the Chicago, Illinois area, and Mark is just very passionate about baseball, very good at it, and has a very high skill set. He'll have a chance to play in the big league because of his attitude and his skill set. And then John Curtis, who was the highest pitcher drafted of the five pitchers that we had drafted, he is coming off Tommy John surgery and had been out for 18 months, and this is his first full season since hurting his arm, and has hit 97 miles an hour. Once you light up that radar gun at 97 and show some command of a breaking ball as well, we're using him in short relief, but I think his station in life is probably as a starter.
Augie, obviously most of the trips that you've made to the College World Series was to Rosenblatt. How is the game different? You mentioned you have to win, obviously, in Omaha to win the College Baseball National Championship. Has the new venue at TD Ameritrade, will it change how you coach? Has it changed how you've recruited? Has it changed how you've kind of built your team?
Not as much. It has an influence, but not as much as the bat. The changing of the bat is what really brought this thing into focus, and that's where the changes have been made to go back to pitching and defense, man, and then find a way to scratch out some runs.
Will it change how you play the game on Saturday, though, from what you guys have been able to do in years past? How does it change it?
No, it won't change our game because we have the same kind of ballpark right here. I mean, I think we only hit 6 home runs in this ballpark. We hit 15 home runs in our conference in the other ballparks. But I don't think we hit 3 home runs in our ballpark.
And speaking of the conference, Augie, 3 Big 12 teams are here in Omaha. A, what's that say about the league, and are you surprised at all?
I'm not surprised. I think West Virginia, who was left out as a 6th-place team, if they have a game that they can play that's as good as the rest of us. So it's just about doing the right thing at the right time. I mean, Texas Tech scored 2 runs in 2 games, and there they are. And you've seen it for a long time now. You see the momentum of the team that's going to win grow and grow and grow. The most unlikely time that all of us have seen it, and you have as well, when Fresno State did it. You know, the way they did it that year, that was impossible. But it'll be the team that gets hot, wins some close games, usually the team that wins by big scores early, don't make it all the way to the end. It's the teams that have to really bear down, and the baseball gods have to be good to them.
And, Augie, is Thornhill going to get the start Saturday for you?
Yeah. He is. He's going to start the game.
And last question, we'll let you get back to work here. Do you still get that kind of tingly feeling when you walk off the plane in Omaha and walk into the ballpark after doing it so many times?
Absolutely. I mean, it's I get it from the people that I'm surrounded by, the players, my assistant coaches, the administrators. That's where it comes from. I mean, the world's a different place for people that win than it is for people that lose.
Well, a lot of winning has taken place at Omaha, whether it's Rosenblatt or TD Ameritrade for the Texas Longhorns. And, Coach, we missed you on the Doug and Daddy show, so keep getting back to Omaha, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend at TD Ameritrade. Thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy show.
You've got it anytime.
Thanks, Coach. Always appreciate it. That is the head coach of the Texas Longhorns, who has had plenty of a career before Texas, but has kept them at the top of their game.
The world is different for people who win versus people that lose. That is
I've noticed that.
Yeah, that's like a poster somewhere. You know what I mean? That's a motivational poster for you somewhere. And you get to ask Augie Garrido, does he still get the tingly feeling?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. One other baseball note, and this kind of from our youth, I think, Randy, both of ours. Joe Garagiola, however we all say it. He's going to get the National Baseball Hall of Fame Buck O'Neill Lifetime Achievement Award. Just the third time it's been handed out since it was established in 2007, given for extraordinary efforts to enhance baseball's positive impact on society. He won't get to go to Hall of Fame weekend. He's 88. He's going to do it via video. I guess, you know, kind of unfortunately what that'll probably mean down this.
Yeah.
But he was he played 9 years, but we all know him for
he was a great baseball analyst.
Answer.
Oh yeah, he was tremendous. I mean that was Saturday afternoon. That was Saturday afternoon listening to Joe Garagiola doing
Tony
baseball.
Kubek.
Yeah, and Tony Kubek.
Remember, kids, we only got to watch one baseball game a week.
An entirely different world. It was when they said it was the game of the week, that's exactly what they meant. That was the game of the week.
Exactly.
And Monday Night Baseball, when they started doing that late in the season, that was a big deal before Monday Night Football because it was both on ABC.
Pat Kelly announced after our show yesterday.
Okay. I'd hate to interrupt. Who are the other two guys? They've only given out three Buck O'Neill awards, and Joe Garagiola
Buck O'Neill was one of them.
Well, I would hope so. And by the way, the fact he's not in on his own accord in the Baseball Hall of Fame, that is a travesty. So it's good they had named an award after him, but they didn't put him in the Hall of Fame. That'd be like, I don't know, this Cy Young guy not being in the Hall of Fame.
Just because he was a jerk?
Well.
Right?
Well,
yeah, Buck O'Neill.
Cy Young was a jerk, yeah.
Roland Hemond in 2011.
Who's Roland Hemond?
And then Joe. Was a longtime executive, returned with the Angels, White Sox, Diamondbacks, Orioles. So,
let's just say that one of these names is not like the other.
Pat Kelly leaving the Huskers, as was announced yesterday after the Doug and Daddy show. American Legion Baseball. Everybody won last night. Hastings 5 points and Johnson Imperial swept doubleheaders from North Platte. Kearney Post 52 and Runza swept Columbus. 5 points juniors beat Central City. Tonight, Hastings is at Kearney. You can hear it on 1230 KHAS. Tonight, we have got the 5 points juniors at Aurora. Grand Island Home Federal and 5 points are playing Norfolk. The juniors on the road, the seniors at home for a doubleheader, and Grand Island Dinsdale and USAVE will play at Kearney County, which is Minden. And Nebraska softball needs a catcher. Why not go get an All-American?
Yeah, if you're going to go, just start at the top being All-American. And she's immediately available because they disbanded the program, correct?
Yeah, kind of a weird deal there. Steph Pasquale, All-American, and was going to play her last year this year. But she got hurt, and it's the last year of the Temple program, so she had nowhere to go. Nebraska picks her up.
We'd be more than happy.
Yeah.
You would look really, really good in our shade of red.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure she'll be able to help our program, which is already pretty darn good. Those are the kind of players you need to keep at that level competing for the Women's College World Series.
Catcher is huge in the softball game.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the Doug and Daddy show today. We covered a lot of ground. We started with wrestling and Aurora head coach Bill Wolford going into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame. We talked about the Shrine Soccer Classic and, of course, the All-Star Duel. We caught up with Tammy Lanier about the Big Faces Rally going on in and around Upland this weekend. You can check it out on their Facebook page or FacesRally.org, and then plenty of College World Series talk with the head coach at TCU, Jim Schlossnagel, and Augie Garrido from Texas. Tomorrow, Kyle Peterson, ESPN analyst, will break down the College World Series. We're going to be live at Bandits in Grand Island for the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk with one of the coaches from the All-Star Duel. We'll talk with Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. Steve Anderson, Fauna Park, going to co-host with me. Got some more special guests. Another great show planned for tomorrow.
It'll be a full day. Enjoy.
Randy, enjoy your wings over at Cunningham.
I am heading over there for some wings.
We'll see everybody else tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.